Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Shaney, this is Paul Addison. The email address I used was omaskier@aol.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Addison. I have located the account for propertyrecord.com. How may I help you?
I'm trying to print the tax record for you for the address of 2348 La Costa Avenue in unit 315. And what it did was it says it was not able to locate 315. And it pulled
out
the information.
Condo or duplex?
Condo.
Okay. It's not going to give you the condo tax information, because what happens is when it puts in the property address, it doesn't recognize it as a condo. It recognizes it as a commercial property as far as our site is concerned. So it's only going to give you the information for the entire building.
Well,
so if you need to get the
information, it gave the information for unit 311, which is owned by Jose Islas. And Jose and I bought unit 315 and remodeled it, and we've sold it. I can't find my tax record, so I'm trying to print it. Somehow, when I went into San Diego Treasurer, it forwarded me to your website.
Right, and I don't see how, because we don't supply that information on our site.
Okay. Why am I going to your site when I'm logging into San Diego Treasurer?
I'm not sure how that happened. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because you have to get in the actual county database to get that information. I'm not affiliated with the county. I'm a private company.
That's what I was thinking of. I've done this with Riverside County quite a few times, but not San Diego County. So, and all I have is the receipt when I paid for it in December.
Okay.
So I guess I need to try to get to the county record office.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You.